Hi there. The word for you today is on the risk and the return. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1 we read, "Cast your bread upon the waters." Solomon said that. Let me read it to you fully. "Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again." Notice two things in this scripture. Number one, the risk requires faith. At first, this verse doesn't seem to make sense to us. When you cast your bread upon the waters, the best you can hope to get back is mushy, waterlogged bread, right? But its meaning becomes clearer, however, when you realize that it was written in a culture where seafood was the basis of trade and economic survival. Throwing bread into the water attracted fish, which you could catch and make a living. There are some important spiritual principles at work here in this scripture. For example, catching fish depends on the current flowing in the right direction, the sun, the moon, and other elements that only God can control. But when you do your part, God promises to do His. George Mueller put it this way, "Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends." Is that ever true, right? And number two, the return requires patience. Notice the words, "after many days." You will find it again. You ask, when will it happen? Well, the answer is when God is ready, and when He knows you are ready, and when it all fits into His plan. The Bible tells us, Hebrews 6 verse 12, "Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." Did you get that? You need faith and patience to receive what God has promised. And even when you don't know what's ahead, you can be sure of this one thing. God will be there. Today He's calling you to choose faith, even when you don't know what's on the other side of it.